While he was gone, he must have done a lot of favors. You got a whole lot of things I don't think you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I've made a change. Zini, by the way, for their set earlier. It was pretty fantastic. And the Denver Art Rock Collective rocks artfully. Whoa, that's not right. That song is not that fast. Sorry, guys. There's a little difference between -1 and -13. Little difference.
Yeah.
more cheerful than the last two, but only a little. Okay, a lot. Sounds strange. You couldn't hear it? Do I need to, like, make everything louder? No, man, no, no! I think you need to get your ear canals irrigated. And you're like, why does it hurt to sing? And then you realize you accidentally hit the transpose button. Does that ever happen to you?
All the time.
Daily? You know how sometimes you're gonna play a show, but you don't get to take a nap because your fucking neighbors are practicing electric guitar and it's not like they play shows? Yeah, that happened to me tonight.
I don't know why.
dishes before I came here tonight. I just want you to know, I go to the grocery store and I do dishes. I do normal people stuff, and... Yeah, I pay them all the money I have. That's why I work 4 jobs, because, like, I have so much money. The other important announcement is I'm about to be joined on stage by somebody really wonderfully talented and amazing, and I have no idea why she thinks playing music with me is a good idea, because it's probably fucking awful for her image. But this is a lovely, talented, and amazing Astrid Stern. Please put your hands together for Astrid Stern.
I'm here because she told me she would make me a star. She has lied.
I lie a lot. I lie like a rug. I mean, look at this mustache. Would you trust me? I walked in a bar with this mustache a couple of weeks ago, and the door guy, admittedly, he was new, but he was like, first, he was like chasing me down, even though I'm carrying all this equipment. He's like, I can tell you're trying to pull something because of that mustache. I'm like, dude, I booked this show tonight and I'm playing it, all right? And I showed him my ID. I don't know if you guys spend a lot of time at Bar Bar. You probably shouldn't, but it's kind of an outlaw. It's an outlaw bar, so. If they tell you that you look like you're up to no good at the Outlaw Bar, it's like, fuck me. You know, I guess I really have just turned into a terrible human being if they're like giving me shit at Bar Bar. Anyway, the song is about, like, fuck this planet, dudes. Let's take a vacation. Say that. Learn your astronomy. And then you can, like, punch them in the nose and say, I did it, and nobody will believe you. This next song is by Trio. I have this rule for covers. I only cover songs by people I know or people from Germany or Austria. I don't know why, but I'm a human fly, so this is Hearts Are Trump. Yeah, and you're about to watch a duo play Trio. I didn't invent that joke. That's from Neil from Safe Boating. You know Neil, if you don't, you should.
Thank you.
You're Kraut Rock tonight because you're playing with Quadzilla, so that's your last name tonight. Tonight your last name is not Crack Rock, it's Kraut Rock. It's an improvement, I promise.
Crotch
Rock. I don't know if she's going to answer the Crotch Rock. Creepy boy, ping pong.
Thank you.
vaporize you with my ray gun. Thank you, Sarah Krautrock. She's actually playing a set after me. So, fun night tonight here at the Skylark. You're all truly hardcore. Next song is by Falco and After the Fire. Actually, After the Fire came up with it first, and I pretty much covered their version rather than Falco's version, although there's nothing wrong with Falco's version. But, they're both good. You should run out and buy both of them if you don't have both of them, and then listen to them daily until you drive away all your friends and lovers, like I did.
Hold on just one moment. That will do.
Astrid does not wear the fiery red terry cloth panties. As far as I know.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. We got just a couple more for ya, like three, and one of them is one that Astrid and I have not played together before. I'm so excited! If you guys are gonna like it, but I am. I don't know if anybody ever likes it when I play this one song, I play it sometimes, but fuck it, we're gonna do it anyway. What you gonna do? Like, leave and go to the your kitty show? I don't think so, it's sold out. In the future, I'll be playing at 7th Circle Music Collective on March 21st. But I'm not going to play any more shows until then, because. So, lucky you for being here tonight. Lucky you!
an ADD because you remember to clap. I would have forgotten. We got that straight, right? I'm the one with the ADD and you're not me. Just sing a song about it. What was I saying?
Thank you.
extra round of applause for Astrid Stern, who, if you didn't already know, she's a key to our hero. Well, I mean, you just heard what she just did there, so. Odds.
Maybe. Maybe not.
This is going to be the last song that we're going to do for you guys tonight. I hope you like it, but, maybe you will and maybe you won't, I don't know. People all have strong opinions about this song, I think, so it's kind of like a cultural flashpoint. It's an anthropology experiment.
I do not understand this song at all.
Astrid is not old enough to understand the song, which is okay. Let's keep her innocent, shall we? And I'd encourage you guys, if you know the song, to actually sing along. Even Sarah Krautrock, she can sing along too if she knows this one.
I don't understand the culture.
I don't understand culture in general. Being raised by musicians is a lot like being raised by wolves. You can have this thin veneer of culture. I mean, you can like read sheet music and play like Bach and Mozart and people think you have culture, but really you're just a wild animal. I'm serious. So musicians in here, don't have kids, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Not a good idea.